is here, Canada, tonight, the kickoff to the fifth season of APC, presented by Grisdale Competition.
10-4.
Welcome, everyone, to Sunset Speedway in Stroud, Ontario. Tonight, it's the Daco 100, presented by Quaker State, and race one of the 2019 APC United Late Model Chase to the Championship. This is Canada's number one ranked Pro Late Model Series with four different champions. Could this be the year we see the first repeat champion? There has been 35 APC races over its history. It's produced 12 different winners, with Brandon Watson leading the way with the most wins, 12 wins.
All right, man, you're ready to go.
You'll hear a lot of familiar staple names tonight, veterans in Canadian short track racing. Oh, but you'll hear a lot of new names. There are at least 10 rookies in the series this season, all with the goals to win. It's been a busy offseason. Each one of these teams has gone through the strategy, the hard work, the elbow grease to get prepared for the 2019 APC season. There's a lot of new cars here tonight. New technology. All the major manufacturers of these pro late model cars in North America are represented tonight at Sunset Speedway. But all the talk, all the bench racing, it's all done. It's time to see who's got their homework done.
Put your tap shoes on. It's time to dance.
Grab something cold to drink, Canada. It's race time and live coverage of the Daco 100, presented by Quaker State. And it starts right now.
I have a gold green.
Here we go, everybody. Let's throw it down to Jamie Maudsley down on the front stretch, the voice of the APC series. Take it away, Jamie.
Sunset Speedway, are you ready to meet the late model stars for tonight's Daco 100? Come on, Sunset, you can do better than that. Make some noise for the stars of the APC United Late Model Series. Starting 26th on the outside. Starting scratch on the field from Norwood, Ontario. He drives the landing strip, sponsor number 29. Put your hands together for Flying Ryan Kimball. Inside of him from Churchill, Ontario, he'll be driving the 89C tonight, sponsored by London Recreational Racing. Give it up for former series winner, the Instant Classic, Andy Kamrath. Next up from Stainer, Ontario, in the Zancor, Holmes number 48. Put those hands together for former winner here at Sunset, the bully Dwayne Baker. Next up on the grid, driving the number 07 from Port Perry, Ontario, give it up for Todd Delisle. Next up from Guelph, Ontario, he drives the Tired Iron Equipment Service, number 72, Junior Farley. Next up from Milton, Ontario, he drives the Maple City Tire, number 27. Put those hands together for Matt Box. Next up from Port Elgin, Ontario, driving the Mabry's Canadian Tire, sponsor number 8. Put those hands together for the new age punisher, Jason Parker. Next up from Waterloo, Ontario, he drives the Blast Floor Coatings, number 1, Sean McGlynn. Sponsored by Sobel Falls, Tent and Trailer Park, as well as the Canadian Union of Skilled Workers from Sobel Beach, Ontario, it's the Road Warrior, Andrew Gressel. Next up, driver of the Meineke Car Care, Cambridge Rigging, number 84, your defending series champ from Ayr, Ontario, J.R. Fitzpatrick. Next up, driver of the North Country Property Maintenance, APC sponsored number 3 from Dorchester, Ontario, give it up for Shea Gimmel. Next up from Dorchester, Ontario, he drives the APC London City Chrysler, sponsor number 22, the Quiet Storm, Jamie Cox. Next up, our 2018 Rookie of the Year, he drives the Pride Seed Belfour Restoration number 52 from Mount Bridges, Ontario, give it up for Jake the Snake Sheridan. Next up from Cambridge, Ontario, driver of the Scott's Performance Diesel number 97, give it up for Blair Wickett. Driver of the Caldicott Millwright Services, number 31, from Coldwater, Ontario. Put those hands together for Jade Franklin. Next up, driver of the Spyro Fire Protection, number 86, from Guelph, Ontario. Give it up for Billy the Kid, Schwarzenberg. Where's Don Elliott and his crew from Tire Master? Give us a wave. We know there's a whole bunch of folks from Tire Master here tonight. They're here to support this guy from Chesley, Ontario. Driver of the number 17, Primetime, Josh Stoddy. Next up, driver of the Wellington System, Shaw Motorsports, number 83, former series champ from Guelph, Ontario, Dale Shaw. Next up, driver of the Ace Services, Springer Meats, number 32, from Grimsby, Ontario. Put those hands together for Trayton Lapsevich. Former winner on tour, normally drives the 31. Tonight, he'll be behind the wheel of the 7. Put your hands together for Rick Spencer Walt. Next up, driver of the APC Pennzoil, McCall Racing Enterprises, number 78, a rookie on tour, and your fast qualifier earlier on tonight in time trials. Put those hands together for London's Jordan Lawrence. Next up from Oro, Ontario, driver of the Paragon Office Installation Services, number 10S. Put those hands together for Gord Shepherd. Next up, driver of the Sims Countertop Stuff Lubricants, number 47, from Sault Ste. Marie. Put your hands together for Jordan Sims. Now our outside pole sitter from Waterloo, Ontario. He drives the Great Lakes Concrete, Lake Huron, Rod and Gun Club, number 24. Give it up for Nick Getz. And ladies and gentlemen, your pole sitter for tonight from London, Ontario. He's a two-time winner on tour. He drives the Global Warranty, Toyota Town, number 21. Put those hands together for Matt Pritico. Well, we'll come down here and join our folks from Daco. Nope, they're going to the head of the pack to get a picture. So, folks, you get a good look at the hardware this year. A 42-pound trophy. Takes two men and a bulldog to lift it. And we're going to prove that right now.
As preparations continue here at Sunset Speedway for tonight's Daco 100, presented by Quaker State. Of course, the APC Series, presented by Grisdale. This is going to be a barn burner as the big trophy makes its way across the start-finish line. Probably a good time to introduce you to the broadcast team. We have Jerry Paxton down in turn number one. And Jerry, what do you think?
I get a little excited about getting this thing underway, and one of the reasons is we saw the qualifiers and how the inversion upset that top five. You put Matt Pritico in the front row, you just made everybody else's job a lot harder. We know that guy can drive a race car. You put him on the pole, you gave him a gift you may wish he'd never seen. We'll find out how it's all going to shake out, because just a couple rows back is that 83 of Dale Shaw. I know Dale can get around Sunset Speedway. If he can get out of the traffic, he'll give Pritico a run.
Down in turn number 3 and 4, calling the action tonight, we have Josh Paxton. What's going on down there, big guy?
Hey, Joe, thrilled with the view here down at turn 3, right down the back straightaway. And the storyline that I'm going to be watching is new equipment. I had a chance to talk to Dale Shaw ahead of the race. We went through the driver's list. He gave me the dirt on everybody. I'm sure at least 50% of it was true. But the big story as I went through with him is the number of cars out here tonight. First race conditions of the season for a lot of new equipment. At least 10 new chassis riding around this track. Had a chance to catch up with some other drivers. One of them was Josh Stoddy. I asked him, you were top of the board in practice. What happened in qualifying? You fell off. He said, well, we got a little tight. We're not quite sure how this car is going to handle. Hoping it comes around as a long run car. He is just one of a number of drivers that are going to be shaking down new equipment here tonight as we kick off the APC United Late Model Series in 2019.
We will hear from Brandon, the Sunset announcer, also going to be on the broadcast. But Jamie, how are you making out down there?
Well, we're doing good down here, Joe. We are almost ready to start. Sunset Speedway, are you ready for 100 laps? Come on, Sunset Speedway, make some noise! We've got Stephanie up in the flag stand. A big round of applause for Stephanie from Daco. She's going to be showing her expert flag-waving abilities. And we've got Don from Daco down here. Don, have you been to the racetrack before?
Yes, I have, many years ago, though.
You excited?
Yes, I am.
You ever done anything like this?
Never before.
You've been practicing your words all day, right?
Yes, I have.
Are you ready to send us off?
Sure am.
We're going to count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Drivers, start your engines.
The Sound of Music, Brandon. That's what we wanted to hear. That's what we've been waiting for, bud.
been waiting for all night long to hear these beautiful cars come to life as one collective field getting set to do battle for 100 laps in the Daco 100 brought to you by Quaker State. I'm so excited to get this one underway. I'm a little biased. We were going through the picks a little earlier. Now that I see where the field stacks up, my Sunset Speedway colors are shining through. I got my eyes on Livewire Nick Getz, Gord the Smoke Shepherd, and the upgrade Rick Vault on the outside of the first three rows. I'm going to keep an eye on my Sunset boys as the night goes along, and hopefully one of them will be in victory lane at the end of this.
Okay, Jerry Paxton, it's pick time, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, you heard my pick already. I don't even have to go over it again. I'm going with the 21, Matt Pritico. You put him on the pole. You created a challenge for all these other drivers.
Okay, Joshua, your turn. Pick him up.
Well, if Brandon's going to stick with Sunset, I'm going to go back to where it started for me at Flamborough. I'm going to pull for 83, Dale Shaw, a former champion. He's back behind the wheel tonight. Got a little bit older equipment underneath him, but we'll see how the 83 makes out.
And, of course, the voice of the APC Series, we got Jamie Maudsley. Well, what do you think, Jamie? It's go time.
I'm going to go on a big limb here. I'm going to go with the kid that just shattered everybody else here today in qualifying. Watch that 78 of Jordan Lawrence. Cinderella story here tonight. How about that?
Wouldn't that be cool here tonight? Okay, my turn. I got to go back to the last time we were here at Sunset Speedway. The number 81 of Andrew Gersell, man, he had to go through the last chance qualifier. I believe he's starting about the same spot today as he did on that day. The number 81 is going to be my pick. As I say that, he rolls down pit road. That's probably not a good sign. I can tell you that 81 is a methodical driver, a past champion, and a multi-winner here in the series. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it is. And, hey, got a treat for you, Joe. We even got some in-race reporters here today. Was able to score a couple radios from some of the teams. So we're going to be able to talk to Trayton Lapsevich during Yellows here tonight. We're also going to be able to have some words with, I think it was Jerry's pick, the 21 of Matt Pritico. So we'll be able to keep tabs on him as he moves his way through the field or as he races his way through tonight.
Yeah, that 21 Global Warranties Toyota that is going to lead this field right out in the front row. I'll tell you what, he was the guy, again, when we were here at Sunset Speedway, he was shy two laps. That 21 was a bullet that day. Matt Pritico is a real solid pick for the win here tonight, the Daco 100. This is going to be dynamite.
Hey, if you've ever been here at the racetrack and you picked up the APC program for tonight, what does it say on the front of it? The chase for the championship begins tonight. There are 26 drivers on this racetrack who all want to be champion.
Hey, one guy we haven't touched on, he's starting deep in the pack here tonight. He's a youngster, so he kind of flies under the radar just a bit, but let's see how much that 52's picked up over the winter, because I'll tell you, Jake the Snake Sheridan was a threat to win a number of times last year as a rookie. Could tonight be the night?
A chip off the old block, as they say. How about the 84? We got the past champion just from 2018, J.R. Fitzpatrick. He's going to start deep, Brandon. I don't know how that's going to work out for him, but you know J.R., it don't matter where he starts. He's going to go to the front.
He's a long-distance racer, a lot of time with the NASCAR Pinty Series. He knows what it takes to get to the deep waters of the back half of these races. But it's uncharted water for him. A Van Doren Racing Development chassis. His first race, the maiden voyage. They've tested exclusively with that car here at Sunset, trying to find some of the transaxle ATV.ca 84 machine. It'll be interesting to see what they've got come lap 99 towards the end of this race.
Doubling the field up right now. It's not going to be too much longer, Joe, and we will kick off this 2019 chase for the championship. APC United Late Model Tour, presented by Grisdale Racing Enterprises, event number one, the Daco 100, sponsored by Quaker State.
There's some good news. My number 81 of Andrew Gersell, back out onto the racetrack. He got whatever he needed. He's back out. He is going to start dead last in the field here tonight. Starter Mike Charest has the yellow flag in hand. He's looking over the field. They double up. We can see Dave Franks, a staple here in Canada, taking photos. He's in the back of that pace truck. What a ride out there tonight for Dave.
And for Dave, I'll tell you how long he's been doing this, Joe. He was old when I was young.
And the guy has not aged a day.
I don't think so. DaveFranksPhotos.com, the official photographer. Everybody give him a wave this time by. Something white, something bright, seat cushion, hat, your neighbor if he's light enough. Let's send these APC Pro Late models off 100 laps into the sunset here at Sunset Speedway. Wave lap this time by, white flag set to go. Next time by, Joe, chomping at the bit. We've been waiting since last September at Labor Day, or last September at the Great Canadian 100 at Delaware for tonight. This moment, one to go before we get going.
White flag coming out this time by, and Sunset, get ready. This is going to be the one. People are going to be talking about this race for one long time. And I know we are totally excited to be bringing it to you live. We've got to thank Brian Todish and Sandra. Got to thank APC for presenting us here tonight on Racetime Radio. As the McMaster base truck hits pit road, Jamie, here you go. Fire us up.
We're all set to go. The 2019 season now underway. Critico leaps down into one with Getz on the high side. Jordan Sims and Shepherd go. Oh, we got one up high. Sean McLean up towards the fence in turn one, did not hit anything. Luckily, he's going to be able to continue, but put us under caution here right quick.
A little bit of cold tires, Jerry, I think, right?
That's what I would put it down to. We always talk with the drivers, and, oh, yeah, we're going to wait it out. We're going to wait till the last half. We'll let that first 50 unfold before we do it. Green flag comes down. We go into turn one flat out, foot to the floor, and off we go.
It lasted about 15 seconds, Jerry, and then it was all over.
And that's just typical of what happens when we start it up. All that patience, it's until the green flag comes down. That's the go signal. The helmet tightens up.
This series has got the potential to run this race off in record time. I was at Sauble Speedway just a couple of years ago. This very same APC series went green to checkered in 33 minutes, I think it was.
20 cars, 15 seconds a lap, and they did 100 laps in 25 minutes.
It was unbelievable. And a dynamite race to boot.
Oh, it was a fabulous race. You didn't know where to look the whole night. There was comers, there was goers. Nobody had time to breathe. Nobody had time to catch their breath or to even tighten their belts, because it was racing 100 straight laps from the time they dropped them. We've seen that here. We've seen this race at Sunset go in the 50, 60, 70 lap area caution free, so not uncommon, but again, these guys have been waiting all winter. They're ready to go.
The hood up on the 29 car, he comes down pit road, crew attending to something under the hood. The number one of Sean McLean did come pit side. He is back out onto the racetrack. Got an idea what's happening with that 29. But he's just down pit road. He'll get some service and then get back out there, I believe.
The team tested yesterday. That is the backup car. That's the FLF race car's former Super Late model, the Sean Grossman campaign. They converted that car to Pro Late model specs during the offseason. Graham Annis of GTA Race Designs did a bunch of work. They tested here yesterday with their primary car, which is the Fury race car's chassis. They weren't pleased with how that car was handling. Brian Kimball said he was much more comfortable behind the wheel of this car, and that's the one they went with. They punched their ticket through the B main to get to this spot, but just having their struggles early, starting shotgun on the field.
That's got to be a big problem to have, eh? The primary car is not good, so we'll just run the backup one, eh?
The 29 of Ryan Kimball does come back out onto the racetrack. He rejoins the field as Mike Charest, the starter for the APC Series, presented by Grisdale, indicates to the field, one to go, white flag out.
Well, Pritico, Nick Getz on the front row. The McMaster pace truck getting set to dip onto pit road. He will. Leaves the field in the controls of the global warranty Toyota Town number 21 of London's Matt Pritico. Former sports car racer gets a good start. He'll go side by side with Getz in one and two. This is where we saw problems develop last time. They're all clean and green down the backstretch. It's Pritico, Getz, Jordan Sims side by side with Shepard. The hood looks like a high speed pace lap. They're still double file. The first 10, 12, 16 cars deep in the field. Now, Pritico gets out front while Sims battles with the 24 Getz.
And with Pritico out in front, everybody else looks like it's still a pace lap. They are door to door beside one another. as Critical tries to get away from the number 47 of Jordan Sims. Nick gets in that number 24 on the outside of Sims. They are door-to-door. Critical loving it. He's driving away.
Jordan Sims really giving it a run down low. A couple of sparks that time into turn number one. A little bit of bottoming out, but now down the back straightaway. He gets a half car length on Nick Getz. Jordan Sims pedal down. He will pull the second and chase after the 21.
The guy getting racy right now is Jordan Lawrence. He kicked Dort Shepherd off the low lane through three and four last time by. He's now climbed to the inside quarter panel of the 10 machine. To the wheel now, to the door. This is the race for fourth. It's Critico, Sims, and Getz. The race for fourth still on. Shepherd will hold off Jordan Lawrence for now.
We have five laps complete here tonight live from Sunset Speedway. And since running one of that Critico in the Global Warranty, Toyota leads the field. Now lap six.
And watching these guys make their way around the racetrack, the inside room looks like the place to be. All the passing has been to the low side of the racetrack.
Oh, car around Shepherd. Or sorry, Dale Shaw, excuse me. Got to the inside of Rick Spencer-Walt. Some contact was made. And Rick Spencer-Walt, the one that goes around in that incident. Caution number two here early on.
And we're going to step out, take a quick break. We will be back with you live from Sunset. Stay there.
Hey, race fans. This is Tracy Hoskins at the track reporter for Racetime Radio. You are listening to Racetime Radio. Racetime Radio, we'll be right back.
Racetime Radio hits the road Saturday, June 1st at 4 p.m. Eastern.
We've been waiting for this for seven long months.
It's live, flag-to-flag coverage of the Cummins 150. Featuring the stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
Tighten them up, because this is going to get wild.
Under the lights at Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada.
I think you can get it done.
Saturday, June 1st at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Try to get to the front, I guess.
From pre-race to post-race, including live flag-to-flag coverage.
I only steer the wheel.
Only on racetimeradio.com. For event tickets and details, get to scotiaspeedworld.ca.
MAP TV, the only network dedicated to all things motorsports, is racing across Canada now. The only network destination of all things motorsports. MAV TV offers every type of motorsports racing. With grassroots racing events from across the country and around the world, MAV TV's programming schedule is truly second to none. MAV TV Canada. Contact your TV provider for availability now.
Your summer starts at the Castrol Victoria Day Speedfest, May 17th to 19th at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, featuring the NASCAR Pinty Series and the Blancpain GT World Challenge, plus the Canadian Tire Action Zone, music, and fireworks. Come for the day or camp for the weekend. The Castrol Victoria Day Speedfest, May 17th to 19th. Tickets and info at CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com.
Racetime Radio is brought to you by the Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew. Also by APX Racewear, the motorsports leader in custom crew apparel and fire suits. Also by the Wooden Door Bistro.
Racetime Radio to go.
Streaming live or on demand.
Grab the free app
at racetimeradio.com.
Okay, Jamie, here we go, buddy. White flag back out. We don't want you to miss a moment here from Sunset.
Getting set to go six in the books as we get set to fire off after the second yellow flag of the day. Jordan Sims able to move up from his third place starting position up into second. He's going to be alongside Matt Pritiko when the green flies. Mike Charest puts that silk in the air. Pritiko on the bottom. Jordan Sims with a good run on the high side. Sims ran a number of races with us last year and kept becoming more impressive as the season went on. Now he's going to take the lead from Matt Pritiko. Off turn four, it's Sims, Pritiko, Shepherd, and Getz now go side by side for third with Jordan Lawrence and the 83 of Shaw. They're side by side behind them.
And that battle back in behind the two leaders, it's getting a little fierce as Shepherd in the 10S on the outside, trying to stay in front of the number 24 and Nick Getz. The 83 of Dale Shaw tucked right in behind him. Joey Lawrence, the number 78. The 86 of Schwarzenberg. That's a pack of five. You can throw the blanket over it.
At that caution at lap number six, it was only Rick Spencer-Walt that was sent back.
in the 7 car after turning in turn 3. Shaw is up front in the top 5, and it is Swalt that is in the back right now behind the 48 of Dwayne Baker. He's got a lot of ground to make up to get back in this fight.
How about Dale Shaw getting it done right now on the high side? He can get around George Lawrence. Now working Nick Getz as well. Getz in 4th. Shaw in 5th. Moore in 6th. Schwarzenberg 7th. Trey Lashvich 8th. 9th is Wicked. Rounding out the top 10 is the 17th of Josh Stoddy. And it's the 3-0 Gemmel at 11th. The 31 machine runs 12th. Then we get back into Jamie Cox at 13th. The 52 of Jake Sheridan, 14th, and J.R. Fitzpatrick at 15th.
12 laps complete, and now 13 here tonight at Sunset in the Dago 100. Presented by Granger State, the 47 of Sims. It's outrun by Gibbons 3 car lengths over the 21 of Matt Vertigo.
And in that second half of the field, there is some real racing going on as J.R. Fitzpatrick in the 84 is marching toward the front. He gets under the 52 of Jake Sheridan, making his way forward. Andy Cameron driving the number 89 also on the move as he's got his sights set on the number 8 of Jason Parker.
About middle of the pack, you'll find the number 97 of Blair Wickett. He is just coming off a side-by-side battle with the 3 of Shea Gemmel and the 17 of Josh Stoddy. Cool piece of information, the 97 car almost sideways that time. And turn 4 from the 31, Jake Franklin getting in the back quarter panel. That 97 car used to be the 82 of Jason Shaw back in 2006. That is an archive race car, and he is doing just fine right now in the middle of the pack. He has got a wheel full.
And a hairy moment behind them. 22 of Jamie Cox, the 84, defending champ J.R. Fitzpatrick. Making some contact, 17 laps in, now 18. Jordan Sims leads off turn 2. Critico second, Shepard third. Then it's about 4 car lengths back to Nick Getz. Dale Shaw right on him. Jordan Lawrence in 6th, Schwarzenberg 7th. Trey Lashvich 8th, 9th is Stoddy. And now here comes Gemmel up in the 10th.
19 laps complete of 100 tonight, the Dato 100. Live from Sunset Speedway, it is the ABC Series. Presented by Grisdale tonight, race number 1 of 2019. And man, these guys are putting a show on, Jerry.
Are they ever? And watching some of the guys making their way up for the back of it, keeping an eye on the 84 of J.R. Fitzpatrick. He is slowly but steadily coming forward as he now works underneath the number 22 of Jamie Cox. He's going after the 97 of Blair Wickett as they come down into turn number 1 and 2.
Battle for ninth. The number 3, Shea Gemmel, continues to try and work the inside line against the 17 of Josh Stoddy. That Tire Master car doing all he can to keep the 3 behind him, but it is a real duel at the back of the top 10.
Well, that time he scooted up the banking off turn 2, left the hole open for Gemmel, but Gemmel couldn't poke his nose in there. 84 of Fitzpatrick again being held up behind Blair Wickett right now. He's side by side with Jamie Cox, and we have seen the 84 of Fitzpatrick use the chrome horn a couple times to get spots. Now he's going to dive to the inside of Wickett. J.R. Fitzpatrick closing in on that top 10.
You got to go, Jerry. You got to go. It's 100 laps. We're 24 laps in. But you got to save. I don't know which one you got to do right now, but whatever it is, J.R. is doing it.
Is he ever? He is just trying slowly to get around them. He was a little cautious getting around the 97 of Wicket. He's done it. And now working his way up, going after the number 31 of Jay Franklin. JR is showing how he became a champion. He just keeps going to the front.
It says in my driver notes that the APC's Pennzoil 78 of Joe Lawrence is a rookie. Well, he doesn't look like a rookie right now, battling outside the top 5 as he runs up on the 83 of Dale Shaw. He is working that lower left corner, and he is digging a hole to the inside of the 83 car.
Jordan Lawrence, a former junior late model competitor. He's a graduate of the University of Northern Ohio's motorsports program. Second generation racer. Again, his brother was in action last night at Delaware Speedway and picked up a couple wins. And Jordan's trying to make it 3-0 3 for the family on the weekend. Right now he's sitting 6th, and that is one tough customer that he's racing with. I know, Jerry, you've seen the 83 a lot of Saturday nights at Flamborough Speedway, and Jordan Lawrence has given Dale Shaw all he can handle.
And if anything else, Dale Shaw will give Jordan Lawrence a couple of driving lessons, showing him the way around Sunset Speedway. I'm keeping an eye again on that 21 of Quinico. I'm not certain, but I've got an idea. He's got a lot more race car than he showed us. He's staying in front of the number 10 of Gord Shepherd, but he's letting Blair Sim wear out the tires on that race car. He wants to make sure when it comes time to go, he's got something left in that 21.
At the front of this field is the number 47. That is Jordan Sims of Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. He's come a long way to compete with the APC late models, and he is making it worth it as he paces them down the back straightaway. About 4 car lengths ahead of the 21, Matt Critico, this time to the stripe, lap 33 up on the scoreboard.
Now, Gemmell and Stoddy renew acquaintances off turn 4. A little bit of contact between the pair of drivers as they worked off turn 4 last time by. Now, Billy the Kid getting racy. Schwarzenberg to the inside of Jordan Lawrence. This is for 6. Off turn 4 they come. The Spire and Fire protection machine to the inside. They got Lawrence hung up on the high side. Trayton Lapsnitz is going to take advantage of it as well.
This is the spot of the race where we're getting some of that extended green flag run. This is what the drivers want, a little bit of time to get things sorted out.
Problems on the 21 of Matt Critico. He's just lost 3 spots, falls back to 5th.
Something could be going on with that. Maybe the tires are giving up.
Well, if the tires are giving up, it must be the setup, because J.R. Fitzpatrick is having no problem in that number 84 as he continues to march towards the front. He is making up ground as he tries to chase down now the number 3 of Jay Gemmell. He is quickly moving up to the top 10.
Well, Jordan Sims is about to be tested. Oh. Trouble in turn 3. The 29 car up high, Ryan Gemmell. He is right slowed up against the wall. That's going to bring out the caution. And that is a big break for the 47 of Jordan Sims. He was running up on the tail end of the traffic, the 81 of Andrew Grizel, and quick behind him in that rearview mirror, the 10 car was coming.
Jamie, it's all about comers and goers, and we're seeing a little bit of both right now. The front of the field, kind of like right there, other than the 21. He seemed to fade back a wee bit. Could he have slipped and lost those spots?
Well, the 3 guys that were running behind him were all running together, so I'm assuming that when one was able to get under him, that's where all 3 of them got under him. So tough break for Matt Pritico. He's still got a little bit more work to do.
Try that driver radio. See if he wants to take your call.
Yeah, here we go. Go ahead. Take her away, Jamie.
Hey, Matt Pritico. It's Jamie up in the broadcast tower. Do you have us?
Yeah, I got you.
We didn't quite see what happened there. You were running 2nd, just kind of biding your time with the 47. Then you lost some spots. What happened?
Yeah, you're kind of breaking up. Keep these tires on. Figure, win in the first 50. You might as well let them go by, take it easy, and then go after in the last little bit.
Well, we know Matt Pritico definitely knows how to win at Sauble Speedway. We'll see if he can get number 1 here tonight. Thanks, Matt. So Matt Pritico in the 21. You heard he's just biding his. He's a wily veteran.
So many good cars here tonight. If you're just tuned in, welcome aboard. We have 36 laps complete of tonight's Daco 100, presented by Quaker State in the APC Series, live from Sunset Speedway. I'm Joe Chisholm, along with Jamie Maudsley in the booth here. We got Brandon outside. Jerry Paxton, Josh Paxton.
A lot of action on pit road. We see the crew underneath the 78 machine of Jordan Lawrence. He was running just outside of the top 5. We also see Matt Box in the pits. Todd Delisle has pulled that 07 into the pits as well.
I don't know, but I'd love to get your guys' opinions. I'm looking at the scoreboard just over 35 laps down. We're at lap 36. For the first third of the race, I think the strongest car I've seen is that 84 of J.R. Fitzpatrick. And if I check my notes, not one of us called J.R. Fitzpatrick the defending champion to hit victory lane tonight. What were we thinking?
No kidding. So many good cars in this field, Josh. The 83 right now, Dale Shaw, one of those past champions of the series, looks very, very comfortable in that 4th spot.
Just got handed a note here from track officials. if you are the driver of a blue Volkswagen Jetta, license plate CBZJ788. That's a blue Volkswagen Jetta. We need you to move it immediately. You are in a fire lane. We don't care how much Farfenugan you have. You have 10 minutes to move your vehicle. If you drive a blue Volkswagen Jetta, you now have 9.5 minutes to move your vehicle, or it will be towed.
36 laps complete. What a kickoff to the season so far, Jerry Paxton. Man, they're setting a feverish pace. I don't know who it's going to benefit if we get a nice long green flag run from here to the end.
Well, I was interested in Matt Pritiko's comments when Jamie got him on the radio, because he's doing exactly what we suggested. He's taking care of those tires. He knows that when the last 50 come around, you're going to need a little more tire than somebody else if you're going to make the pass. But watching all the passing, it's all happened on the inside lane so far. I know you can pass on the outside here at Sunset Speedway. I've seen it done. So far, everybody wants to go to the bottom. And there are going to be some drivers ready to make the pass in the outside lane. And those will be the guys with the good tires.
And it looks like something might have broken on the 29 of Flying Ryan Kimble in the suspension area. I was watching him when he went down into turn three, and it seemed like a big puff of smoke out of the right front. Looked like it could possibly be a flat tire. But when he got pulled by us, you could tell that He had one tire pointed to the infield, one tire pointed to the grandstand. That thing, something's disconnected in the suspension of that car.
Yeah, lucky that he held on to it. No contact to the wall, I don't believe. Josh, that was down at your end. No contact, right? Just sort of kept control and came to a rest up in 3-4.
That was it. Ryan Kimble putting all he could into what he had left to keep it off the wall.
Another noticeable driver that was having a great day isn't now. He stopped in the middle of the infield. DeLisle's got that 07 car sitting in the infield. I believe driver's out.
Another car that jumped down pit road was 8th place Jordan Lawrence. The Pennzoil APC machine down on pit road. The team working over the right rear of that car at the moment. Tough break for Lawrence. Been running inside the top 10 for the entire race. Was fast qualifier this afternoon, that 78 machine. The team going to work, the NG Motorsports team working over the right rear of that 78 machine.
Well, they might have caught a break here. This has been a pretty lengthy caution. They were under the left side of that car for quite some time first. Seems like the problem centrally located in the rear end of that 78 machine.
Let's throw it down to Josh Paxton. Josh, I believe you got somebody with you there.
Yeah, Joe, I've got Todd DeLisle here. Todd, we were just talking. Give us everybody the update on the 07 car.
It just, we got traffic and the temperature got up, and it wouldn't come down. And first race of the year, not worth cooking a motor.
Hard to believe, Joe, that in this weather here in Canada in May, we're overheating a car.
Yeah, well, like he mentioned, you don't want to take an engine out, not this early in the season. As I look down pit road, the number 81 Avenger Gurzel has ducked down pit road once again. Crew looks like they're going to jack it up this time. Still having some gremlins, brand new race car, and I know they just finished things off early this morning, actually, with the 81.
Well,
so
one of their crew guys said he got to bed last night, and when he set his alarm to get up this morning, it said you can get 3 hours and 15 minutes of sleep. So that tells you how late they were working on that car last night.
And guys, I just checked in. He's been drag flight mechanical, so they're having oil leak issues underneath that 81 machine, which is one of the issues they were facing yesterday. I spoke with Gareth Conner, the spotter for the 81 team. He said they were having oil pressure issues yesterday afternoon. They stole all the plumbing out of another car they had and tried to make it work, but it seems those gremlins have caught up with them.
Tough, tough deal. As we work, lap 37 here at Sunset Speedway, starter Mike Charest has got the white flag in the air. That McMaster, beautiful pace truck, is going to hit pit road, Jamie, and we're going to be back under that green flag.
We'll set this field for you. Jordan Sims on the inside of row one. Gord Shepherd up high. Nick Getz in row two alongside Dale Shaw, the 21 of Pritiko. Billy Schwarzenberg in sixth. Then you've got Lapsevich, Stoddy, Gemmel, and now J.R. Fitzpatrick into the top 10. Fitzpatrick trying to get it done on the outside of Gemmel, but it's going to be the bottom lane that moves. They've got Shepherd hung up in the high side. Sims able to get away. Well, the 24 goes to work on the inside of your checker. Checker will now clear. Oh, we got a problem on the front stretch. Wick it around. And the whole field avoided hitting him.
Unbelievable. There's some driving. I'll tell you that right now. Not even a fender touched. The 97 car spun around right around the start-finish line. He got a little jacked up from the back as the cars were stacking up. Did a full 360, and the rest of the field was coming, Jamie, and like you mentioned, not a mark.
And we've got a driver in trouble now over in turn two. Junior Farley, the 72, has stopped on the bottom side of the racetrack in corner two. Not sure what happened. I know he hammered the brake to avoid Wicket, and maybe he stopped it just a little too quick.
Okay, guys, we're going to step out, take another quick break here on Race Time Radio. We'll be back live from Sunset Speedway.
Hey, everybody, this is Tom Walters, and you're listening to Race Time Radio.
Your summer starts at the Castrol Victoria Day Speedfest, May 17th to 19th at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, featuring the NASCAR Pinty Series and the Blancpain GT World Challenge, plus the Canadian Tire Action Zone, music, and fireworks. Come for the day or camp for the weekend. The Castrol Victoria Day Speedfest, May 17th to 19th. Tickets and info at CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com.
MAP TV, the only network dedicated to all things motorsports, is racing across Canada now. The only network destination of all things motorsports. MAP TV offers every type of motorsports racing. With grassroots racing events from across the country and around the world, MAP TV's programming schedule is truly second to none. MAP TV Canada. Contact your TV provider for availability now.
Race Time Radio is fueled by BP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. Dawson Dental Centers. Get your victory lane smile at DawsonDental.ca.
Race Time Radio hits the road Saturday, June 1st at 4 p.m. Eastern.
We've been waiting for this for seven long months.
It's live, flight-to-flight coverage of the Cummins 150.
We have a gold green.
Featuring the stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
Tighten them up, because this is going to get wild.
Under the lights at Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada.
I think you can get it done.
Saturday, June 1st at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Try to get to the front, I guess.
From pre-race to post-race, including live flag-to-flag coverage.
I only steer the wheel.
Only on racetimeradio.com. For event tickets and details, get to scotiaspeedworld.ca. And welcome back, everybody, live tonight at Sunset Speedway. It is the DACO 100 presented by Quaker State. And, oh, by the way, if you're tuned in listening and you're kind of close to this racetrack, telling you what, you would have your eyes full right now.
We still got 62 laps to get over here.
That's right, you do. And I also want to remind you, it is Velocity Weekend. So that means we got a lot of racing to do tomorrow as well. So two big days of racing. Tomorrow, temperature's even going to go up.
Beautiful. That's going to be awesome. And we'll see if we can check in right now. We've got an in-race reporter, another one, Trayton Lapsevich, driver of the 32 machine. Trayton, how's things going out there for you?
It's really good so far. The car's really good. I just been saving, and I'm ready to pump it up.
How much are you relying on your experience? This is your third season through the APC Tour. Are you as smart as you were?
Yeah, I would say so. I'm definitely more patient, and I know more about saving my tires to be there at the end.
Well, maybe we'll get to talk to you in about 62 laps in victory lane. Good luck out there, 32.
Thank you.
There's a young guy that has really grown up in this series. He does an amazing job. I know, Brand, you watched him all the way through.
I watched him start here behind the wheel of a Nissan 240SX in our mighty mini division at the time. He was the youngest track champion in history, claimed the championship in his rookie year, and from there jumped to the Super Stock division, became an Autumn Colors Classic champion with that, had some feature wins here at Sunset, and then moved on to the APC United Late Model Series.
Yeah, this track produces a lot of those type of drivers, and they definitely did with both the Lapsoviches. We've seen
All right. His brother, Caden, of course, goes on to be a NASCAR Pindy's champion. And
part of the NASCAR Next program a few years ago. Been getting super late rides down in the States now. I saw him racing at, I believe he was supposed to be at Berlin Speedway. I know there was a threat of rain last week. I don't know if they actually got it in, but I know he was down there competing in a super late. So great racing family. I mean, Joe, you and I watched the dad and Uncle Jeff race for years, or Uncle Jim race for years and years.
Yeah, we sure did. His dad, Jeff, I'll tell you, is just an amazing race car driver. I think back to 2010, where Susie and I actually followed the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series back then. And to watch that Tim Hortons number 76 car was just unbelievable. You see Caden, you see Triton. These kids are following in dad's footsteps and a long line of history in that family. And just great to see them on the racetrack. 37 laps complete here at Sunset Speedway. Jerry, we still have a pile of race cars on this track. Only two guys off so far.
And we're doing great on car survival. I don't think that's going to be an issue of any kind, that's for sure. You know, we were talking about tires and who's saving tires for later and how they work. And I thought to myself, you know, I got to find somebody who really knows this tire on this kind of a race car. I found Jason Shaw down here. I talked to Jason. He said, you know what? You could run 200 laps on these tires. They'll last without a problem. But if you don't do it right, you can really hurt a tire, and that will cost you the race.
Amazing. As the field all doubles up, they're going to come back to Mike Charest. He's going to have a look over him one more time. We're going to see that white flag.
Not quite this time, but we will run through the field real quick while they are under caution. The 47 of Jordan Sims, your leader. The 10S of Gord Shepherd on the outside of row one. Nick gets a good run for the live wire. He sits third. The 83 of Dale Shaw in fourth. Matt Pritigo fifth. Sixth is Billy the Kid Swartzenberg. Seventh, Trayton Lavsvich. Eighth is Josh Stoddy. Ninth, Shea Gemmel, rounding out the top 10, your defending series champ. J.R. Fitzpatrick continuing a little deeper through the field. 11th is Jade Franklin. 12th, Jamie Cox. 13th, Jason Parker. 14th is Jake Sheridan. Up to 15th after restarting at the back of the pack. Last caution, Rick Spencer Wald. 16th is the 48 of Dwayne Baker. 17th is Junior Farley. 18th, Andy Camrath. 19th, Sean McGlynn, rounding out the top 20. Is Hudson Nagy in that 63. So that's your top 20. White flag in the air. Next time, we're going to turn them loose. 37 down, 63 to go. Opening event of the 2019 APC United Late Model Series presented by Grisdale. The Daco 100 getting set to go back under the green flag. Jordan Sims will set the pace. Shepherd alongside him. Gets in the mix as well. Here comes Dale Shaw on the high side. How about Matt Pritico on the bottom? Lapsovich and Schwarzenberg picks it up right behind them.
Down the front straightaway, Sims out in front, and he is on fire. He is taken off as Gord Shepherd in that number 10 tries to stay with him, heading down the back straightaway. And then they're doubled up beside him, so it's going to get really wild in behind.
I don't think the brakes work as well on the three car as some others as he continues to roll deep into turn three. Got under the 32 of Trayton Lapsovich a lap ago. That time into the 84 of J.R. Fitzpatrick. The three car that time holds it back, but they are getting real close down in three and four.
I know he did have some brake problems. One event at Flamborough last year. We'll see how Shea Gemmel does. He's still side by side with Jake Sheridan right now. They run right at the tail end of the top 10, right behind J.R. Fitzpatrick and Jamie Cox. Cox was 12th on that last restart. He's already picked up a couple of spots for 22 rallying.
Dale Shaw gets clear of the 24. Nick Getz. That's going to bring the 86 to Billy Schwartzenberg with him. Dale Shaw now.
We got one around off turn three. Andrew Gressel, the 81, spun down in turn three.
Well, I can tell you right now, that could not have been a comfortable moment for the 81 of Andrew Gressel, who was stopped right in front of me at the entrance to turn three, and he was facing down the back straightaway. The caution
light came on late, and that was at 47 car of Jordan Sims was leading the full pack at speed out of turn number two, and that's what the 81 was looking at as he waited for that caution light to fly, and it came out in time. No harm, no foul.
41 laps complete in tonight's DACO 100, presented by Quaker State. It's the APC Series season opener at Sunset Speedway. Just an amazing field of race cars. The 47 of Sims leads this race, but Gord Shepherd is right there in the 10X, right behind him in third spot, the number 83. That's Dale Shaw. Back to Billy Schwarzenberg in that number 86. Nick Getz in the 24, followed by the 21 of Matt Perdigo. That sets your top six cars as they circulate around Sunset Speedway for a spin in the 81 car. The 81 is on pit road, so Shane Gibble in the number 3 and the 78 car still tied up on pit road.
Gibble down and away on pit road. A home race essentially for Gibble. Gibble based out of London, Ontario. A lot of sponsors in that car. North Country Property Maintenance, Stroud Optical, all based here in Innisfil, Ontario. He had a top three last time out here at Sunset Speedway last fall. Unfortunately, looks like the issues that we discussed earlier, possible brake issues as he was overdriving turn three. They've gone down road to make some adjustments and try to fix what ails the North Country Property Maintenance Stroud Optical number 3 machine. Hail tag on tail end of the longest line.
Want to thank APC for presenting us here tonight at Sunset Speedway. We're also thinking of you guys out there on the rock out there in Newfoundland. I know you didn't get the race in today. It's okay. You got nicer weather coming in for Monday's race at Eastbound International Speedway. So if you're out in Newfoundland, don't forget to check that out on Monday. Have a look at their website. And the Parts for Trucks Tour was rained out for today. Their race at Petty International Raceway will go on May the 25th. As Mike Sherrest here at Sunset indicates to the field, double them up, boys. It's time to go.
And we say time to go. Get ready for something. We get about, I'm going to guess, 20 laps. 20 laps from now, the pace of this race is going to pick up a lot.
Yeah, if you were saving, it'll be time to start cashing in. And I don't think there's too many guys out there saving. Josh Stoddy in that 17 car. I think he is one of those guys that's saving a little bit. But we'll see that thing ignite. And right behind him, Terry, the number 84 of J.R. Fitzpatrick.
There are some veterans in here that when we get to about lap 65-70, it's going to get real wild real fast.
As the McMaster Pace Truck hits pit road, here we go, Jamie. They're coming back at us. The green flag is up.
Sims on the inside. The outside is Gord Shepherd. 83 of Dale Shaw, the inside of row two. He's side by side with Nick Getz. Here comes Billy the Kid Schwarzenberg, now pushing the issue. The Guelph driver in the green machine. Little contact between him and Dale Shaw. The back end of that 83 danced out just a bit. He was able to regain control. Holds on in third spot now. Shepherd pushing the issue on the high side for the lead.
Out of turn number four, down the front straightaway, Shepherd on the high side will take the advantage, but the caution flag is out once again.
Turn two, the 89 car, Andy Kamrath, rides up high to the concrete and comes to a stop. That is the reason for the caution.
And Shepherd had just made the pass, but the caution falls. We go back to the last completed lap. Battle with Jordan Sims back out in front of the field. Gord Shepherd going to have to do all that work again on the next restart to try to get the lead back.
The difference really in that one was the restart. Gord Shepherd, a great job of staying up with Sims, did not let him get away, as Sims has been able to do the last couple of restarts.
So now what do you do with this restart if you're the number 10 car? You know that that pass worked. Is it going to work a second time?
That's more a question of what did Jordan Sims learn that Gord Shepherd's capable of. Shepherd went up high. He made sure he got a big run off of two down the back straightaway. Shepherd, a three-time Sunset Speedway late model track champion, knows this track like the back of his hand. I mean, just absolutely incredible move to make that work. Shepherd and the Ridge Road Racing Team got hooked up in the offseason with the Lajeunesse family, Paragon Office Installations, coming on as team owners and taking the 10 car on the road when they're not busy with the APC Series, they're still back here at Sunset. A very busy season for the Ridgewood Racing Team, and this is their second race of the year.
Well, in qualifying today, just looking at the numbers, we had two cars down into the 14-2 range. So far, come feature time here, we've only had two cars into the 14-3 range. One car is your leader, Jordan Sims. The other car to run the fast time, Matt Pritico. Now, mind you, all those times were run quick early in the evening. We haven't seen a best lap from any of the top 10 guys since about the 15th lap of the race.
As far as I can tell, looking through race monitor, about the 15-1 range is what the fast guys are running right now as the race moves along. Before we got into these caution periods, J.R. Fitzpatrick was one of the fastest on the track, running a 15-1-1-5 at the time. So a lot of guys floating around the 15-3, 15-4 range. Now the tires have started to fall off a little bit, and all that that sticky goodness has gone out of them.
And we're starting to see some action on the top side of the racetrack. As we just said, the 10 of Gord Shepherd, that's how he made the pass on the 47 of Jordan Sims. He went to the high side. He made it work. We're starting to see some passing on the outside. That's a sign of tires and a racetrack coming to the drivers.
Well, the other thing that's become evident over the years with the series itself is just that the tires aren't the fastest on the first lap. I mean, with a lot of tires when it comes to the stock cars, that first lap's where you got the best goodie on it. But with these cars, it's 3, 4, 5, 6 laps to get some heat in them, and then they start to turn the good times. That's why in qualifying, the first couple laps, we don't see the numbers be put up. But when we get to lap 4 or 5, that's when you see the big numbers out of these cars. So as they get going, get a little heat built up in the tire, that's when the stickiness comes through.
I'll tell you what, under the lights at Sunset Speedway is just amazing. If you haven't been to this racetrack, it's Stroud, Ontario, just outside of Barrie. You've got to make tracks and get to Sunset Speedway, your NASCAR home track, right here. Beautiful speedway. And I got to say, the number 8 of Jason Parker, his car looks phenomenal under the lights here as the field is doubled up and the white flag is up.
Good to see Jason Parker making a return to the series full-time this year. He raced late models at Sauble Speedway full-time last year, but making a return to the APC series and having a pretty good account here this evening. It's Jordan Sims out front, Gord Shepherd in the 10S will roll second. Shaw and Schwarzenberg, third and fourth. Fitzpatrick's moved up tonight. Green flag set to fly. It's in the air. We're back to racing. And the answer to the question, Sims on the bottom. Looking stout so far. Shepherd tries to get a run, but Jordan Sims is going to hold him off for the time being. Off 4 they come. Still side by side. Shepherd hanging on the outside. About half a car length back. And still keeping Sims pinned to the bottom. Now Sims is finally going to clear that 10S of Shepherd. Shepherd will tuck back in line. Now Schwarzenberg using the outside lane to his advantage.
And Schwarzenberg hits the brakes down the front straightaway. Doesn't really want to be on that outside lane as the 83 of Jason Shaw comes up on the inside. Shaw moving to the inside of Schwarzenberg, trying to take that third spot away from him. Well, now it looks like that fast lane is the outside. Watching the 86 of Schwarzenberg's, the 21 of Pritico. They're making moves to the outside of the guys on the low lane, and they're moving forward. But right now, Jordan Sims in front, the 10 of Shepherd, the 86 of Schwarzenberg, the number 83 of Dale Shaw, 21 Pritico. That's your top five.
Billy Schwarzenberg may not have been happy with his decision to jump to the outside chasing the 10 of Gord Shepherd, but he made it work after 3 laps of side-by-side with the 83 of Dale Shaw. He clears the 83 and is now glued to the back bumper of the 10 Gord Shaw as they go down to 3 and 4. And one more time, Schwarzenberg looked up high. Here comes the crossover. Down low, side-by-side with the 10 car into 1 and 2. Schwarzenberg on the move in that Spira 86. Battle for second down the back chute. Schwarzenberg, the nose in front as they come through 3 and 4.
Schwarzenberg will poke that nose of the green machine out front. The Kelly Green, number 86. Orange numbers on the side of that Spira fire protection machine. He's on the inside, the 10S Ridge Road Racing entry of Gord Shepherd. Hanging tough on the outside. That is the battle for second. Now Shepherd, again, we've seen him strong. He's one of those cars. Another guy strong on the outside. a few spots further back. Josh Stoddy, he was able to make a couple passes on the outside, but now he's hung up there with J.R. Fitzpatrick at the bottom. Meanwhile, that bottle still reaches on for second. Shepard finally gets a nose out front of Schwarzenberg, but Billy the Kid is not done.
51 laps completed tonight's Daco 100, presented by Quaker State, live from Sunset Speedway. And what a race. 52 laps in, the 47 is in, leads the way. Lord Shepard in the 10 is second, and Billy Schwarzenberg settles back in the third, Jerry.
Four Fords up in front, then a Toyota Chevrolet. And they are making it work. Those Fords are fast here at Sunset Speedway. Jordan Sims out in front now with a couple of car lengths on the number 10 of Gord Shepard. The 86 of Schwarzenberg, 83 Shaw, the 21 of Critico, the 24 of Nick Katz, and then finally a little breathing space back to the number 32 of Trayton Lapcevich. But that's only a car length.
And guys, I got to tell you, there is a John Williams soundtrack in the headset of the 84. I don't know if it's Jaws or the Imperial March from Star Wars, but the 84, J.R. Fitzpatrick, is using precision to cut through this traffic. He has made his way to the back end of the 32, Trayton Lapcevich, and he is not done yet. Biding his time is the defending late model champion of the APC Tour as he runs up now in the side-by-side battle. He'll follow Nick Getz in the 24 down low.
Yeah, Getz on the inside. He's got the 32 of Trayton Lapcevich trying to make hay on the outside. Schwarzenberg now coming under fire from Dale Shaw for third. They're side by side for fifth. That's where Getz rallies again to the inside of Critico. Now Fitzpatrick sticks his nose under Lapcevich. They're rack stacked and packed double wide from fifth on back. 58 laps in the books, 59 this time by, and what a battle for that fifth spot.
I've been watching J.R. Fitzpatrick. He is in the hornet's nest right now. The 24 gets 21 in a Vertigo. And the 32 car, J.R.'s trying to decide whether he wants to stay down low or go up high. It keeps switching, and 32 goes real high. That made the choice.
And that was a little contact between the 24 of Getz and the 32 of Lapcevich. They just simply try to get into the same spot at the same time. That sent Lapcevich up the racetrack. That's all J.R. Fitzpatrick needed. He moved up in behind the 24 of Getz. He is still marching forward.
That was a pretty good lick that the 32 took from Nick Getz, as Getz could keep it on the bottom lane down in one and two. Now Lapcevich has got his hands full. He's got Rick Spencer Walt to his inside. That's the race down the backstretch. There are about three car lengths back of J.R. Fitzpatrick in about 8th, 9th, and 10th spots. Again, it's Sims out front, but here comes Cord Shepard. He is circling the wagons and going after the 47 now.
As we work on 63 here tonight of the Daco 100, the 47 is getting stuck right now. Brandon, it looks like the 10 is sizing them up again.
Shepard and Sims in the front of the field is changing lap times back and forth. One will be quicker this lap, one will be quicker the next. The lap staying the same, but Shepard might be saving the stuff. They're starting to come up on lap traffic. They're about to put the one to Sean McGlynn a lap down, and from there, then it's Blair Wickett about a straightaway ahead. So Shepard, the wily veteran here at Sunset Speedway, might be saving his stuff for once you get into the deep waters of lap traffic.
And the 83 of Dale Shaw had a real good run going on the 86 of Billy Schwarzenberg, but he had to back out of it as they came up on that last car, the number one of Sean McGlynn, or he wasn't going to have any room. Now he's back at it, trying to chase down the 86, putting himself in position. And those top four, led by the 47er Jordan Sims, slowly but surely pulling away on the 24 of Nick Getz.
And we have got to keep an eye on the 10S of Gord Shepard as he eyeballs the 47 of Sims. The Sault Ste. Marie driver in the 47, Jordan Sims, having the night of his life right now, pacing this APC late model field. But watch that 10 car. The 47 is in his sights, and guys, he's setting them up.
69 laps in the book, going to be 70 this time by, 30 to go. Sims, two car lengths over Shepard, two more car lengths back to Schwarzenberg, who's got Dale Shaw tucked right up underneath that spoiler. about 10 car lengths back to fifth place Nick Getson, another car 10 car lengths back to J.R. Fitzpatrick, who runs sixth. Seven car lengths back to Matt Pritiko, who leads a train of vehicles that include himself, Trey Lapsovich, Rich Spencer, Walt, Josh Stotty, and the three of Shea Gemmell. Now here comes Lapsovich. He's going to move to the inside of Pritiko. This is for sixth spot. Lapsovich will dance on by down into one.
A good recovery for the upgrade. Rick Walt, the seven machine. Walt getting points with Dana Verhoeven, who wrecked in testing yesterday here at Sunset. Walt was the cause of our second caution, ended up facing backwards, went to the tail of the field, and now just outside the top five, a great run for Walt, recovering from an early spin.
And lap traffic is starting to play a role now as we get down to these final laps. The front four coming past the 97 of Blair Wicket, and again, Dale Shaw had a run on the 86 of Schwarzenberg. The lap car forced him back out of the throttle, and that lets Schwarzenberg get a half a car length.
J.R. Fitzpatrick, the number 84, is one position away from entering the top five. He has got about a three-car gap to close on the 24 of Nick Getz with just 24 laps to go as lap 76 goes up on the scoreboard.
The leader's now coming up on a group of fast lap cars, including Andrew Gressel, Sean McGlynn, the 72 of Junior Farley. Sims will sweep to the outside. Brings a 10S of Gord Shepherd along with him. Schwarzenberg there as well. They're going to work to the outside of Gressel, down to the outside of McGlynn. Farley is next as Jordan Sims keeps picking them up and putting them down.
Well, we're getting some green flag runs here now. We got lap 78 up on the board, and you can see some of these guys really getting loose on the high side. They got to pull it down and try and tighten things up. What a race here tonight. The 47 of Sims out front, Shepherd in second. The 86 of Dylan Schwarzenberg is third. And right on his rear deck lid, the number 83. Welcome back, Dale Shaw.
And the 47 of Sims leading the race. His groove has moved up the racetrack about a three-quarters of a lane as he comes through turns one and two. He's running a much higher lane. That means he's running out of race tire. He's got to give it a little more racetrack. And the 10 of Gord Shepherd, well, he's keeping pace right with him.
Having a look at our top five, we talked at the top of the show about new equipment versus seasoned equipment. In the top five, according to my notes, four of those cars are seasoned equipment. The one new ride, the 86 of Billy Schwarzenberg. A new race car. He's had one night to shake it down at Flamborough Speedway, and right now he is putting it to the test in third spot, chasing the 10 of Gord Shepherd.
Schwarzenberg's looked good tonight. He has had his hands full the last 20 laps with former series champ Dale Shaw in the 83, and there is going to be a battle brewing for fifth here shortly. J.R. Fitzpatrick has cast the lure, and he's slowly reeling in the 24 of Nick Getz. It was 10 car lengths about five laps ago. It's cut down to three car lengths. Fitzpatrick runs sixth. Trayton Lapsovich seventh. Rick Spencer Wall eighth. Jordan Lawrence, after coming from the back of the pack up into ninth now, Shea Gemmell sits 10th.
J.R. Fitzpatrick in that number 84 looking for a little bit more grip as he comes out of the corner. The 84 showing some signs of getting loose out of turn four. He looked for a new lane the next lap around. A lot faster, a lot more steady on the racetrack as he continues to close in on the 24 of Nick Getz.
A close moment for the leader, and now a trans on the front straightaway in the one car. Sean McGlynn using up a lot of racetrack as the leaders go by. He shook down the 47 Jordan Sims when he went by, then held up the 86 of Schwarzenberg and the 10 of Shepherd. It allowed Schwarzenberg to pop out in front. He runs in second now. Shepherd stuck on the outside with the 83 of Dale Shaw. Coming hard and fast down low. Shepherd fighting him off in the high lane.
Got three guys out front who have never visited Victory Lane in an APC Series race. The 47 of Sims, the 86 of Schwarzenberg, and the 10S of Gord Shepherd. The 83 of Shaw has been to Victory Lane a few times and is our inaugural series champion. Shaw has two career wins, including one here at Sunset Speedway. Late going, less than 10 to go for Jordan Sims at Sault Ste. Marie.
What a pace here tonight in the Dayco 100, presented by Quaker State, the ABC season opener at Sunset Speedway. This has been amazing to see. We sure hope you're enjoying it at home. 91 laps complete, and I don't think they're done changing position just yet, Jerry.
Oh, no, we're not. Dale Shaw is up in a battle for second with the 86 of Billy Schwarzenberg as they exit turn two down the back straightaway. Wheel to wheel, door to door. They are stuck together as they come around. Jordan Sims slowly making his way through the traffic. These other two battling for second. It looks like the advantage goes to Shaw, and then the 86 of Schwarzenberg comes right back into the fight.
A little bobble that time out of two by the 83 of Dale Shaw. He had a wheel full hanging on as the 10 car was trying to make ground. Schwarzenberg gets away from him about in front. Gord Shepherd putting the pressure on from the high side. And now in the mix, here comes Nick Getz and J.R. Fitzpatrick. These five from second through sixth throw a blanket over them.
And five to go on the stripe this time by Sault Ste. Marie's Jordan Sims. He'll lead off turn two. He's pulled out to almost an entire straightaway over Billy Schwarzenberg. Schwarzenberg looking for a podium finish here. This would be a career best for both of those guys running 1-2. And we'll see what J.R. Fitzpatrick can do to break into the top five. He's right on the rear bumper of Nick Getz. They're working through heavy traffic. It's Matt Fox up next.
And what a fight it is for that second spot. Dale Shaw, the 83, has run up on the backside of the 86 of Billy Schwarzenberg.
Oh, we got a problem off turn two. Nick gets sideways, almost collects Jordan Lawrence.
And just what we wanted. Four laps to go. We're going to have a caution flag. That's going to tighten it up. All that real estate that Jordan Sims had managed to gain, it's all going to go away now.
It looked like it was all over, but Grandma, go back upstairs and put your teeth in. Yeah. We got ourselves a stock car race.
Oh, I'll tell you what. This year is going to be one for the ages. As you mentioned, you got a bunch of guys near the front of the field here and at the front of the field that have never won an APC race.
Yeah, you got to. I mean, these guys don't know, you don't know what you don't know, right? And Jordan Sims, he's never been to victory lane here in an APC race. In that Sims countertop, number 47, he's showing that he wants to get her done tonight. Billy, the kid Schwarzenberg, he's never been to victory lane either. Again, Dale Shaw, two wins in his career and a championship. He knows how to get it done. How about Gord Shepherd in the 10S? And look who has emerged inside the top five. Took him 96 laps to get here, but J.R. Fitzpatrick, a factor.
Patience is a virtue for the 84 Fitzpatrick. He's going to have some work to do to come from fifth to first in four laps. But we've seen last Saturday night here at Sunset Speedway, you can go from third to first in just a matter of a couple of corners. It can be done. So it'll be interesting to see for the 47 of Sims. He's looking to close this one out. He's got brand new sponsor on board, Stuff Lubricants. They're here tonight giving some stuff away. We already gave some stuff away earlier. So he loved nothing more than to bring that new sponsor down to victory lane when this one's all said and done.
Hey, I want to know what the fans think. We got three choices up front. We got the 47, we got the 86, and the 83. Who's pulling for the 47 of Jordan Sims at Sunset Speedway? Got to respect the guy that's led this much of the race, that's for sure. Who's cheering for the green machine, Billy the Kid Schwarzenberg? And who thinks the 83 of Dale Shaw is going to get it done tonight? Is there anybody that thinks J.R. Fitzpatrick can pass four cars in four laps to take a win? I think they like the leader. I know I like the leader. He's been stout all night long.
I don't know, Jamie. It's pretty even out here. There were cheering sections all around Sunset Speedway.
Well, at least they're making noise, right, Josh?
Man, you got to respect Jordan Sims. Sault Ste. Marie is a haul to pretty much go anywhere on this APC Tour. And you know Jordan Sims wants to take the Dayco 100 trophy back to the Sioux.
Well, it was an almost two-second lead that he's given up. It's going to go from 2 seconds to side-by-side on the start. And with four to go, maybe we'll see real quick if we can get a hold of our man. Trayton Lapsevich on the radio with four to go and see what... Trayton, what do you got planned for the final final few laps here? Can you get a...
I'm not really sure what's going to happen here. I'm
starting on the top, which is my preferred lane right now, so I'm going to make the best of it.
Now, it seems like the tops really come in as this race has gone along. The bottom was a place to be earlier, but more guys are going up and finding grip up top. Tell us about that.
As the tires are getting slick here, the tops are definitely the place to go and get a straighter run off the corner.
Well, good luck in the closing laps. That's our in-race reporter, young Trayton Labsmith, driver of the 32.
96 laps complete of tonight's DACO 100, presented by Quaker State. The APC Series, presented by Grisdale. It's the season opener here at Sunset Speedway. This is what fans pay money to watch. And I'll tell you what, they're getting their money's worth tonight, Jamie.
Definitely. If you haven't got your money's worth, again, you're in the wrong spot. You got to take up watching cricket or something like that, because this has been dynamite action from the time they dropped the green flag. We'll run you back through the field so you know where your favorite is right now with four to go. They're just getting the field all lined up here to go back to green, but we'll do a quick rundown. You got Jordan Sims in the 47 leading the way. Second, Billy the Kid Schwarzenberg. Third is Dale Shaw. Fourth is Gord Shepard. Fifth, J.R. Fitzpatrick. Running sixth, Trayton Labsmith, our in-race reporter. Seventh is the 7 machine, Rick Spencer Wald. He's done a good job tonight. Eighth, Jordan Lawrence. Ninth, Shea Gemmel. 10th, Matt Pritico. 11th is Josh Stoddy. 12th, the 22 of Jamie Cox. 13th is Jason Parker. 14th, the 31 of Jade Franklin. 14th, Jake Sheridan. 15th, Nick Getz, having a little argument over real estate with, looks like the 63 of Maggie. Yeah. One of them's in that position.
One of them will be.
So that takes you back to your 14th, 15th, 16th there. And again, just four laps to go when we turn them back loose. Joe, what did you think of that championship trophy they unveiled tonight?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Again, it's almost as tall as Trayton and almost as heavy as Trayton.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Probably as heavy as I am now. Here we go. Fields getting doubled up. This is going to be a shootout. I guarantee you. This is going to be one for the ages. Mike Charest doubles the field up. We'll see how they look when they come by.
And the guy who could be in the best position is Dale Shaw. You got two guys on the front row who really want to win one bad. They've never been to victory lane. A lot on the line here. Could Dale Shaw? We saw it in Delaware last night. We saw first and second wreck each other and third won the race. Could this be it?
It happens. White flag is displayed to the field. The number 84 of J.R. Fitzpatrick is probably real happy with that Van Dorn car right now. He has come a long way tonight.
And big picture racing for J.R. Fitzpatrick. Again, championship is the only goal that he has in the 84. Trying to defend it. Green set to fly. Two potential first-time winners on the front row. It's going to be Sims on the bottom. Schwarzenberg up top. Sims gets the jump. Shaw sticks it to the inside of Schwarzenberg. Now Schwarzenberg's got to deal with him in these last couple laps. Meanwhile, Sims slowly starts to inch away. Sims with Shaw and Schwarzenberg neck and neck behind him. Now Billy the Kid seems to get the advantage. Off turn to the fire down the backstretch. Going to be two to go. This time by Jordan Sims inching away from the pack.
And that battle for second spot is really heating up. Billy Schwarzenberg in the 86. He really wants to be in the bottom lane. Dale Shaw making sure he can't get there.
This time around, out of turn number four, the white flag will fly for the 47 of Jordan Sims. The Sims countertop machine has led the majority of the DACO 100. Two quarters to go. They are battling for second behind them. Yeah. Sims leads the field through three and four. Coming around, checkered flag will fly for the 47 of Jordan Sims, winning the DACO 100 presented by Quaker State.
Sims with the win. Schwarzenberg second. Dale Shaw will come home third, and we will join our winners and podium finishers down there in Sable Beach Motorsports Victory Lane. The celebration will begin. Jordan Sims, all the way from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, picking up his first career APC win.
And we will be back with you momentarily to visit Victory Lane. Stay with us.
Your summer starts at the Castrol Victoria Day Speedfest, May 17th to 19th at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, featuring the NASCAR Pinty Series and the Blancpain GT World Challenge, plus the Canadian Tire Action Zone, music, and fireworks. Come for the day or camp for the weekend. The Castrol Victoria Day Speedfest, May 17th to 19th. Tickets and info at CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com.
And we are back with you live tonight at Sunset Speedway. It's a busy victory lane down there. A lot of happy campers. Who are we going to throw it to? Whoever's ready. Yep, go ahead and throw it down to you, Jerry.
Well, we're just kind of waiting on Dale Shaw to step out of the car here. But right now, he's a lot more interested in getting a drink of water. I think he could make a lot of people jealous here tonight because he is one warm guy as you sit in this cool breeze. And he's just got a refresher before he can climb out of the race car. We'll get him as soon as he does. I know he's well aware I'm standing here. That's why he's doing this, by the way. I used to do this with Dale when he was a lot younger. So now, instead, let's throw it over to Jamie and our winner.
Just waiting for Jordan Sims to get all his safety attire off.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll introduce you to your winner, the 47 from Sault Ste. Marie, Jordan Sims!
First of all, joining us down here in Robert Q. Victory Lane, Jordan Sims. We got to put the sticker on the car first. Jordan Sims, driver of this 47 machine. He's shaking so bad he's having a tough time getting the sticker apart. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, first-time winner on tour, Jordan Sims. Well, we'll talk to you, sir. First of all, I mean, you get the long-distance award. You got to do a lot of traveling to follow the series around. Is it worth it tonight?
Absolutely. All these late nights and traveling over the years throughout the States and then through Ontario for the past 14 years or so, it finally paid off, and it feels great.
Tell us about tonight. You kept getting a lead. We were wondering, are you pushing it too hard? How conscious did you have to be out front saving those tires?
Well, I was trying to save as best as I could, but I knew that those guys would probably have a little bit left in the end. But once they got side by side behind me, I kind of knew that I could start coasting a little bit and save some. Didn't want to see that caution at the end, but we managed to hold on to her and come in victory lane here. So,
has it sunk in yet? You're in APC victory lane right now.
No, it hasn't. Honestly, I didn't think the first race we'd be in victory lane, but it's great. I can't believe it. We started off a new partnership with Mike McCall, and it's really paying off, and I can't thank him enough. And we got a new partner on board with Stuff Lubricants. It was their first race here, so good luck. I'm happy to have them here, and then also Sims Countertops and Bristol Sink. So can't thank everybody enough.
Ladies and gentlemen, first career feature win, number 47, Jordan Sims.
And we'll step in now. Driver of the number 86, earlier tonight I said when we first did an interview in Victory Lane, you were Billy the Kid. Well, you're a whole head taller than me now, and you're kind of grown up, so now you're Mr. Schwarzenberg and the runner-up in the Dayco 100. A good start to your season, Billy.
Oh, man, I'm beyond excited about this run. We got an all-new McCall chassis under us this year, and the thing is just working awesome. It's just so consistent. So easy to drive. I got a great team behind me, and everyone works so hard. I'm just so proud of everybody.
When you stepped out of the car, the first thing you did was you turned to your crew and started telling them all the differences of the new car to the old one. You want to tell some of the fans about that?
Oh, it's just so much more consistent. You know, lap after lap, it just doesn't fade out as much as the old car did. And it's super easy to drive, and it makes it a heck of a lot of fun.
Well, you got a lot more racing coming up. Flamborough and Jucasa on the schedule, and lots of changes track to track.
Yeah, you know, we're going to change some things. Flamborough's my home track, so really looking forward to getting there. And much improvement from last year, hopefully, towards Jucasa, and looking forward to giving that a run, too.
Well, lots of changes for the chassis, but hoping for at least a podium finish to stay the same.
Coming up third place tonight, and man, you fought for that one, Dale Shaw. You worked hard for it.
Yeah, we were loose. We were very, very loose. And we were really good on the bottom until I get to the throttle. So, no, it was fun. It was fun. A great bunch of guys to run with, Gordy. And I think me and Billy, I kept trying and trying and trying. And I'd get the right rear hot and I'd have to fall back. And but you know what? This is the best racetrack in Ontario because that's the best racing you can find around here. So that was awesome.
We were watching you try to work under Billy Schwarzenberg all night there. And it looked like you were real good. Those lap cars didn't do you any favors.
Well, actually, I got Gord on a lap car. So that was kind of fun. But yeah, it just seemed like every time I get a good run, we catch a lap car. But man, this place is fun. I could run here every day, all day by myself and have fun driving around in this racetrack. So that was awesome.
Next stop, Flamborough Speedway. I know you know that place real well.
Yeah, we got to do some testing there. We got to get better there. This is probably my best track right now. So we needed a good run tonight, and we got it. And I just can't thank all these guys standing around here. Man, we we went through three sets of tires today. Everybody worked their asses off. Half the crew didn't even see a lap around the racetrack. They're working so hard today. So I just can't thank all these guys enough. Can't thank some new sponsors, Tecoblock, UMI, Wix Filters, just everybody else that helps me, and Shaw Motorsports, all my family, and man, this is awesome. I'm going to go enjoy an OV after this one.
And you deserve it. Great run tonight for Dale Shaw. Third place finish, not a bad way to start the season.
Yeah, thanks, guys, and I'd like to thank Wellington Systems, too.
Daco 100, presented by Quaker State, is in the books. Laird Speedway is what I think of when I think Sault Ste. Marie. I think Jerry Artuso. Seen him a number of times down south racing at New Smyrna Speedway and tracks down there. And look at this. Sims, Victory Lane. How about that for the APC Series? Got to get some closing thoughts. Let's start with you, Jerry. What did you think of that one, buddy?
I don't know about you, Joe, but a nice cold social beverage would be the ideal thing because my energy level is way, way down after that one. They took a lot out of us. That was a great show. What a great kickoff to the 2019 APC Le Model Series. It was just a phenomenal race. Great competition. And as we've talked so many times, when you look at this field, there were six, seven, eight drivers who could have won this. And to see it come down to a battle, none of us picked the winner, not a single one of us. And that just tells us how many guys are that good on this racetrack. So great start to the season. Looking forward to a whole lot more action in this APC Late Model Series.
How about it, Josh? Give us your closing thoughts here. Get up.
I want to come back for more. I know they're headed to Flamborough and Jucasa, and you're going to get to Delaware later this season. What a great group of cars. And you look at some of the drivers that weren't able to make the field. You know that they're going to come back stronger the next week, and this is going to be one exciting summer for the APC United Late Model Series. And you got to follow along. If you can't get to the track, you've got Racetime Radio, you've got Speed 51, you've got Twitter and Facebook and all the other social media. Pick a driver and follow it because it's going to be a great summer here in Ontario.
Dynamite job down in turn 3-4. Same thing, Jerry, down in turn 1 and 2. Jamie, give us your final thoughts of tonight's race.
You know what, on the way here, up here, I didn't really know what to expect tonight. Didn't know if we'd see, you know, J.R. Fitzpatrick and Dale Shaw up front. I tell you, I did not expect Jordan Sims and Billy Schwarzenberg to be 1-2. But hats off to both those guys. They did their homework over the winter. A lot of guys did not find speed over the winter, but those two found a lot of speed. And Jordan Sims, hats off to him. Just his seventh start here on the tour. Three top tens last year, and bam, a win right out of the box. Congratulations to that 47 team. They definitely earned it tonight. And he did a heck of a job managing his tires for a guy that got out front early and had a lot of time to race out front, a lot of clean track in front of him. He was wise to how those tires wore, saved them till the end, and he had lots left on all those restarts. I think we could have run another 100 laps. I don't think anybody was touching Jordan Sims tonight.
No, I would agree wholeheartedly. Got to tell you, it was great working with you again. It's been too long, Jamie. We got to do it again, my friend.
Oh, always a pleasure. We're looking forward to seeing you later on this summer. And again, 3 weeks from tonight, the Interstate 100 at Flamborough, June 8th. That is our next race. A couple weeks after that, we will be in action at Jucasa on the 22nd. So if you can't make it to the track, follow along Racetime Radio, all the socials. But there's no excuse, or there's nothing like being at the track for sure, Joe.
You want to believe it. Your money best spent is at a speedway. Brandon, give us your take on tonight's race.
What an incredible race. I mean, Jordan Sims coming away, first career APC United Late Model Series win. Billy Schwarzenberg, one of those guys with new iron over the offseason, really showed he knows how to get it done now. Some fresh equipment, going to bring him into the fold here, leaving here second in points. And Dale Shaw showing he does what he does best. He grinds them out, and late in the going, he had one of the cars to beat, coming away with a podium finish, making his return to the series. The Sunset guys let you know they were here. Nick Getz was up mixing up. Gord Shepherd coming away with the top five as well. As the series heads to Flamborough, it'll be interesting to see how things shake out for the rest of the season.
I got to tell you, this has been dynamite. This is everything that we were hoping for.
There was dreams made tonight at Sunset Speedway. There was a few nightmares that sort of spawned as well. We got to thank APC for presenting Racetime Radio tonight here at Sunset. Got to thank Brian and Sandra here at Sunset for allowing us in here to bring you the action. Sure hope you enjoyed it. Our next live broadcast will come to you from Scotia Speed World in Halifax on June the 1st. It's the Cummins 150, the Parts for Trucks Tour, is coming up next on Racetime. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed it. Get to APC. Don't forget to shop where you need to shop, and that's the APC stores. And don't miss the next race. You don't want to miss it. Got to thank Sue back in the Racetime Radio studio and absolutely everyone tonight. That's it from Sunset. Have a great night, everybody, and we'll catch you next time on Racetime Radio.